I received a letter one time and stamped on the back of the envelope. It was a quote, or a fake Buddha quote. It said, "Doubt everything, the Buddha." The Buddha never said that. Basically what he said was, you tested everything. Change is a dynamic. If you hold to the idea that you have to doubt everything, then the onus is put on the teacher. The teacher has to convince you. Whereas test everything means that you have to do the test. You have to commit yourself, at least to some extent. You have to see that the Dharma is worth giving a try, at least. And then you have to do whatever is needed to be done. That's where the principle of practicing the Dharma in accordance with the Dharma comes in. You don't say, I want a teaching that makes it easy for me. I want a teaching that makes it possible to gain awakening at the same time having a full-time job and taking on lots of other responsibilities. There are things you're going to have to give up if you really want to commit yourself, and that's what it is. You're not only testing the Dharma, you're testing yourself. How sincere are you in your desire to put an end to suffering? Think about the Buddha and his path. He tested lots of different teachings, and as he said, he gave himself fully with conviction, persistence, mindfulness, concentration, discernment. And then if he found out that the path he was testing did not work, he knew that the problem was with the path and not with him. Because if you don't give yourself to something really, then you never really give it a full test. So we're taking on the teaching as a working hypothesis. This is how you arrive at knowledge. In any way, you start out realizing you don't know, but you look for what seems likely, and you test that. Like the elephant hunter. He's looking for a big bull elephant because he's got a lot of heavy work to do. He goes into the forest and he sees some large footprints, but because he's experienced, he realizes that he doesn't know for sure that these are the footprints of a big bull elephant because there are dwarf females with large feet. But they do look likely, so he follows them. He sees scratch marks in the trees, but again, he doesn't come to the conclusion that he knows he's following a big bull elephant because there are tall females with tusks. They may have done those. Finally, he comes to a clearing, and there it is, the big bull elephant. That's when he knows for sure that he's got the big bull elephant he wants. So you follow what seems likely. And that image, the Buddha said, the footprints are the levels of concentration. Scratch marks are psychic powers. Even those are not proof that the Buddha knew what he was talking about. It's when you arrive at the deathless, you see, oh yes, the Buddha did know what he's talking about. There really is a deathless dimension that we can't touch. That's when you know for sure that the Buddha was awakening. Excuse me, the Buddha was awakened. And he taught the right path. But notice, the elephant hunter has to commit himself to following those tracks. He can't just wait for the elephant to come to him and try to convince him that, yes, I am an elephant. The hunter has to go out looking. So you have to go looking for what seems likely, and then you test it. And that's when you can find a truth that you can really trust, because you trained yourself to be trustworthy as well.